Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Thursday, February 11th, 2021.
Oh my God, the markets are just exploding. Ethereum hit $1,800 today. That was its first, a new all-time high. Super exciting. It now is a over $200 billion market cap, somewhere in the range of a third. You know, so the with this explosive rise in the price of Ethereum, we've started to see a drawdown in Ethereum, in Bitcoin's market dominance. I mean, for a while it was 69-70%. Now it's back down to around 60% or even lower. So it's been really crazy time to cross. Bitcoin is up $2,500 to $47,337. I think that a lot of this today was due to new rumors around who is going to be buying crypto to their balance sheets. So last week it was Tesla. This week it looks like the rumor mill is saying that Twitter is going to be the next to start buying in. So And I'm sure more will follow after that. Everything else has been doing great. I mean, Bitcoin Cash is at an all-time high of 528. I think that's an all-time high. Actually, you know, I'm not sure about that. Don't quote me, but I think it's an all-time high. Ripple has managed to gain back so much of the ground it lost, and it's up to 55 cents. And then some of the other big winners, ADA Cardano's coin, which really a lot of people are looking at as a, you know, right now gas is just absurd. I mean, it fluctuates between 280 and 330 Gwei on the Ethereum network. So everyone is kind of A, restlessly waiting for the Ethereum 2.0 and the sharding pieces to come out, B, starting to look at what else is out there. So you saw a huge bump this week in Cardano, Algorand, Tron, a few of the other smart contract focused blockchains that are out there have all seen a huge bump, including IOTA. IOTA is way up. It's up from 40 cents to $1.30. Cardano is up at 90 cents from about 35 cents earlier this week. Gosh, Zcash also took a huge hit. I mean, I think, you know, people have been good about it. It seems like everyone's just buying everything. It also seems like there's been some compartmentalization because people are buying Zcash, they're buying Monero. Even EOS has had a little bit of a bump, although it's still in the down and other. One of the biggest winners, which is up approximately 200% over the last several weeks, is Dash. Dash has had very low sale volume on the exchanges, and it's just been going up and up and up. It hit $163 today. So across the board, just absolutely crazy performance of all of the various cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, exciting times. So thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking for crypto and DeFi, as well as gain loss reporting, crypto invoicing, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So Bitcoin is coming to America's oldest bank, BNY Mellon.
Yeah, BNY Mellon's, I mean, it's been around forever. It's an incredibly conservative bank. So the fact that it's out there and they are looking, especially they're moving to be doing custodying of digital assets. Like, they haven't released a ton of information. And honestly, there's a part of this, which is like, you know, a lot of the stories today are us kind of saying like, well, like, you know, there's a huge bubble or there's a huge boom in the system. I think it's yet to be seen if this is a bubble or just the boom for Bitcoin to replace gold. But with that happening, you are going to see all of these businesses coming out and making comments. Like, no one is not able to say something. So, you know, why would BNY Mellon not come out and say that they're going to start accepting cryptocurrency and custodying it for their clients? Plus, they have a lot of customers that are starting to ask about it. I mean, you look at Tesla. Tesla had to make a really tough decision about where they're going to custody it, who's going to handle their, you know, buying $1.5 billion of crypto of Bitcoin is super non-trivial. Like, I'm sure they worked with a prime broker or someone out there who did the buy of it. And if it wasn't, you know, BNY Mellon does those types of services, and so does Goldman. So do all these companies. Like, if they're not doing it, someone else is gaining that money. There is a person who got paid, you know, probably, you know, 1% to buy $1.5 billion. So someone made a lot of money buying Bitcoin for Tesla. And if it wasn't one of the traditional financial institutions, they're going to say like, hey, why are we not doing that? plus a lot more clarity has come. For some reason, the Trump administration was super anti-crypto. This is so weird. Like, it was so weird to have a Republican, financial conservative administration that was anti-crypto. So I think a lot of people, and these banks included, are looking at the Biden administration as more crypto friendly. Now, obviously, Yellen and Powell are not exactly, I wouldn't say they're on the bandwagon. And the European Central Bank lady today came out and said that they would be absolutely insane for any central bank to ever buy crypto. But all that being said, the financial institutions are getting into it hardcore at this point. So this is exciting. Just more widespread adoption.
Well, and as is MasterCard, who will be letting merchants pay or accept payments in crypto this year.
Yep. So they also came out with a press release to coincide with the big bubble or the big run up. Theirs was a bit of a squishy press release. They said that they will allow people to pay in crypto and then they'll do settlement in crypto. So essentially the way I interpreted it was that, they already have some people that run debit cards where they pay out in crypto. So essentially you get a debit card, you deposit Bitcoin into it, you use the debit card, it is used like cash, where essentially the company that backs the debit card immediately converts the Bitcoin to cash, and then the cash traverses the MasterCard network. What MasterCard is now saying is that they will allow actual settlement of cryptocurrency. If this isn't the height of insanity, I'm not entirely sure what is. But essentially what that would be is that you have an account that has Bitcoin in it. You go to a merchant that accepts Bitcoin. You pay using your credit card. Bitcoin takes a 3% fee to transfer Bitcoin. MasterCard takes a 3% fee to transfer Bitcoin across their network. And then the merchant can actually settle. They can get Bitcoin transferred into their wallet. And I assume that'd be relatively quick. Right now, settlement's relatively slow. Well, the settlement is slow with a MasterCard because the fraud detection, all that kind of stuff. So actually, I don't think the settlement would be quicker either. This to me, like, it's cool. I like it. It's hard to imagine people really using this, but maybe it's an on-ramp. Maybe this is like how you start getting people into it, and then people realize they can use their own wallets and not worry about it. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay. I agree. All right. Up next. So Curve Finance is building a version on Polkadot to enable multi-chain futures.
Yeah. And what you're seeing is more and more people are just the move to lower gas prices is going too slow. That's the end result here. And that's leaving an enormous amount of opportunity. And different blockchains are capitalizing on it differently. Polkadot has sort of come out and they've funded a few different initiatives. Cardano this week is going to be coming out with Cardano is a smart contract focused blockchain that's built on Haskell, which, if anyone cares, I mean, it's a cool programming language, but like it's kind of obscure and not super well known. And they had built their own rolled their own smart contract language on top of it. That has lost. Like, there you can put a firm stake in the ground and say that Solidity has won the fight for the smart contract language, maybe followed with Viper in there somewhere, but like that fight is over for the next couple of years. Like, no one else's language is gonna come out because there's just too much code. Like, I can go and copy balance pools, AMM. You can't beat that. Like, no one wants to go. This code is so sensitive and so hard to write and so audit, that needs to be audited. No one wants to go write new code on a new on a new blockchain with a new language and have to worry about all this stuff. So what Cardano is doing is they're actually coming out and they're going to be announcing they announced a transpiler for Solidity to their virtual machine. So Ethereum has their Ethereum virtual machine. They had their own virtual machine on the Cardano network. This is the way everyone's going to start going. Like, Solidity is going to get transpilation from all the different things, which will essentially really start to change the nature of this, where, you have it almost makes the blockchain that's running it matter less in some ways. Like, if you have code that can kind of move between those, then it kind of matters less. But at the same time, where the liquidity is matters the most. So Ethereum still has the vast majority of the liquidity across all the markets. So it's hard to imagine that really changing.
All right. And you mentioned it at the beginning. There's been a lot of speculation about what next big company will be the next to get into Bitcoin. And some suggest that it's Apple.
Yeah, this is there was a rumor going around the internet that Apple has already bought $5 billion of Bitcoin. Now, I'll preface this by saying that rumors on the internet are obviously rumors on the internet. There was a great story about someone who had posted a story about Tesla buying Bitcoin. So they posted anonymously a story about Tesla buying Bitcoin about a month ago, said they bought $750 million of it. The guy then later came out after the real story broke. The guy then came out and said that he was on a terrible LSD trip when he posted that. So I feel like this might be another one of those, like someone just tripping and deciding to post this. But it is still really interesting that people are saying this. It makes sense to me. Tim Cook, I think, has a view towards privacy. He always seems a little bit more like a libertarian to me. So it's possible that they are looking, and obviously they have so much money. I mean, $5 billion literally is nothing. And if they start to use it for cross region settlements, I mean, settlements to, they obviously do a ton of business in other countries. So settlements across countries could be really interesting. So we'll watch it. We'll let you know.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
All right. Have a good one.